over the years, CIA did a lot of studies on the use of sanctions historically. And what you find is that in the places where they worked, Rhodesia and South Africa in particular, it was because there was very broad international support and there were very few cheaters. I think we have that kind of broad international support. They worked to a considerable extent, not quite as well, but to a considerable extent against Libya as well. So it really depends on what your purpose is in the sanctions and on the breadth of international support. And in both of those cases, the purpose being to try and persuade the Iranian government of what their own best interest is, as opposed to regime change or something like that, I think the prospects of success are certainly better than in a lot of other situations where sanctions have been applied.